الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين وقال تعالى ومن يعش عن ذكر الرحمن نقيض له شيطانا فهو له قرين وقال تعالى فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders, we know the present situation of the Muslim Ummah. We know how the Muslims are suffering throughout the world, and especially in places like Kashmir and Chechnya, Bosnia, Kosovo. All of us are well aware of how the Mujahideen are fighting in Chechnya. They are very little in number, yet they are facing a very huge army, a so-called superpower. My respected brothers and elders, the enemies of Islam always prepared and always planned against the Muslims. But now it is no secret, and they are planning now openly against us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith, which all of us are well aware of, we have heard it before. يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمُ أَن تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصْعَتِهَا. A time will come when the nations of the world, the enemies of Islam, they will invite one another. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصْعَتِهَا. Like how a host, or how a mother, or how when people will sit together and they will invite others to come and eat with them and partake and share the meal with them. And each member will sit around the table ready to enjoy and relish and devour this meal. Like that, the enemies of Islam will invite one another. They will have summit meetings. They will hold conferences. They will make their own mashuras. And their own, and the only plan will be is to wipe out Islam totally from the surface of the earth. My brothers and elders, whilst there has been a lot of damage done to this ummah, and whilst this ummah is bleeding, my respected brothers and elders, we should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِمْ وَيَأْبَى اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. The enemies of Islam, they will try the utmost to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their mouths. They will try to blow off the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will try to destroy and demolish Islam. Wallahu mutimmu noorihi. Allah is going to complete His noor. My respected brothers and elders, today we are so scared even. We have become so affected by the West that you and I have been so scared even to take the name of jihad ourselves. The Mujahideen, they have made one request, and a letter has been received from the internet. The Mujahid says, I'm just giving you the khulasa, the crux of his letter, a call to the believers. O Muslims, this is a call to you, all of you. In the month of Ramadan, you made dua, you supplicated, you made dua to Allah for our victory. And we could feel the effects of your duas. We now ask you to continue and maintain making that dua. And the Mujahid is pleading to us that wake up at the time of tahajjud and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, because we require your du'as. Your du'as are answered to Allah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can feel the effects on the battlefield, the du'as of our Muslim brothers and sisters in other parts of the world. So if you and I, for some reason or the other, we are not involved physically in the jihad, or we have not assisted financially, at least by means of our du'a. الدُّعَاء سِلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Du'a is a weapon of a believer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that these nations will invite one another, And they will try and make various type of plans to demolish Islam, to destroy Islam. They will not even spare. It's not mentioned in the hadith, but this is a fact that the enemies, when they are fighting Islam, they will not even spare the life of a masoom child. Sahaba ikram were the audience in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People of such a high iman. They were those people who Allah termed them in the Quran, Rijalullah, men of Allah. They were such people who made such sacrifices for the sake of deen. They gave their lives, their time, their energy, their monies, their wealth, their blood for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, Sahaba asked, وَمِن قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ Ya Rasulullah, will we be just a few in number when this will occur? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, no, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ كَثِيرٌ You will be plenty in number. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ But your rank, your maqam, your status will be so low, like the remains of the flood, the debris, the scum as we say. You will have no honor, no dignity, no respect whatsoever. وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمْ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ That all that you enjoyed, the enemy is to be afraid of you. Remember the days when the kings of Persia and Rome would just hear the name of Umar, they would shudder and shake. So this fear that the enemies had for you, Allah says, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will remove it from your hearts, from their hearts. وَلَا يَقْذِفَنَّ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ الْوَهَنِ And Allah will thrust wahan into your hearts. Wahan, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَا الْوَهَنِ What is wahan, Ya Rasulullah? Sahaba ikram, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were so worried. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ Love for this world. When a person becomes mad in love with this world, his love becomes so intense, so shadeed, so much, and that it even exceeds the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ And dislike of death. When will a person dislike death? When he's afraid of death. When will a person be afraid of death? When he's not prepared for mort. And therefore, in so many ahadiths, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizes the importance of remembering death often. The more you remember mort, you will realize your maqsad in this life. And you will prepare for the life which is everlasting, the life of the akhirah. My respected brothers and elders, we have heard so many bayans. We have sat in so many talks. You and I know very well. We admit, we acknowledge, we understand fully what is our role, what is our aim, what is our object in this life. You and I know how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. You and I understand the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all read in the Quran, we have heard tafsirs of various ayats showing the wahdaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah, the qudrat and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The various creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how beautifully they were created. Our own existence, our creation in this world, how our bodies are made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a clear evidence of the might and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we know, my respected brothers and elders, we are accountable, we are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. When we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who provides, He is the one who sustains us, He is the one who looks after us. When we know there is no ilah but Allah, all of us recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah. We all understand this, we have heard this. We know our object in this world. My brothers and elders, then why are we not loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why are we showing disloyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We seem to be content with just a little bit of ibadat. With just a few acts, good deeds. And we seem to be then in a very deep slumber. We don't feel the pain of the suffering of our Muslim brothers and sisters elsewhere. The hadith says, Al-mu'minun ka-rajulin wahid. The entire Muslim ummah is like one body. In ishtaka aynuhu, ishtaka kullu. In ishtaka ra'suhu, ishtaka kullu. If the eye feels the pain, the entire body feels the pain. If the head feels the pain, the entire body feels the pain. My respected brothers and elders, it is a time, or it is high time, that we now make up our minds and realize why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has really created us, in which direction we are moving. The mashayikh, the ulama, the jamaat, every person is directing our attention to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should remind ourselves on a daily basis. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى in Surah Zukhruf, in the 25th para, ayat number 36, Allah Ta'ala says, that person who becomes blind of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who refrains from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and here dhikr does not only refer to dhikr bilisan, but also being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our actions, every second of our life. Allah says, whoever stays away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نُقَيْدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ Allah says, we appoint a friend for him. And that is shaitan. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَيَصُدُّونَهُمْ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ These shayateen who become our friends. Then they stop us. Or when these shayateen become the friends of such people who remain away from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they stop this person from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from sirat-e mustaqim, from gaining close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from filling his heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not assist him from staying away from sins and evil and gunas. In fact, they encourage him to live a life full of vice and sin and evil and filth to such an extent, my brothers, that this person, he actually feels that he is on hidayat. وَأَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ They feel that they are rightly guided. And what they are doing, there is nothing wrong in that. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَنَا Allah Ta'ala says, until on the day of Qiyamah when they will come to us. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ بُعْدَ الْمَشْرِقِينَ فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينَ This person will now address the shayateen. And he will say, how I wish that we were kept so far apart from one another. The distance of the east and the west. Such a terrible partner you are. If you go to the 13th para Surah Ibrahim, Ayat number 22, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ On the day of Qiyamah, after Allah will make the faisla, and Allah will put one group into Jannat, and one group in Jahannam, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ Shaitan will say, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ Shaitan will address those people who are going into Jahannam, and he will say, that your Allah's wada was true. What Allah promised you in the world, that is true. I also promised you something. I also promised you many things. I also promised you I will help you, I will assist you. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ I went against my promise. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي Don't blame me today. فَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Blame yourselves. I did not force you to follow me. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي You are not going to be able to help me, neither will I be able to help you. The 19th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ Ayat number 27, on the day of Qiyamah, a person, and the word that is used here is zalim, one who oppresses himself. He will bite his hand, he will bite his entire arm, because he will be so frustrated. And he will say, يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا How I wish I did not take that certain person in the world as my friend. Because he did not guide me. He was not good company to me. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Laqad adallani ani dhikri ba'da idh ja'ani. He took me away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mufassirin say here, what is meant is Quran and Sunnah. Despite having the Quran and Sunnah in our lives, my respected brothers and elders, if you are still going to show a blind eye to the Quran and Sunnah, and if you are not going to make that firm resolution to change our lives, and to fill our hearts with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to stay away from gunas, my respected brothers and elders, then we know what is going to be our condition. I have mentioned previously also, let us analyze our lives. Let us look at our lives and compare to the life of Sahaba Ikram. How often we have read that a little youngster, a small Sahabi, plus minus 10, 11 years old, he's standing on his toes so that he may be selected to go out in the path of Allah to become a shaheed. This was the jazba of a Sahabi, of the youngsters in the time of the Sahaba Ikram. My respected brothers and elders, what is the jazba? What is that shauk of our youngsters today? We have seen how the West has masterminded and how they have planned and how they have, in a way, successfully caused such damage to us. They have introduced in our lives drugs, the television, casino, gambling dens, and all types of entertainments and amusements. My respected brothers and elders, then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we cry for Allah's assistance. And then we ask, Mata Nasrullah, where is the help of Allah? We know the famous incident when Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi alayhi, was walking in the town of Basra, and the people questioned him, Oh Ibrahim, we are asking Allah, we are making dua to Allah, our duas are unanswered. What is the reason? Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, your hearts have become dead. There is no life in your hearts, in your spiritual hearts. And then he mentioned 10 reasons. You know Jannah has been prepared for you, but you're not making effort towards it. You know Jahannam is burning. The flames of Jahannam is burning. You're not making any effort to stay away from Jahannam. You know that there is Qabr and you have to go into the Qabr. You're not making any efforts towards that, any preparations towards the Qabr. Like this, he mentioned 10 reasons. My respected brothers and elders, Hubbu Dunya, we have heard many talks on this. Ulama have mentioned so beautifully the example of a ship traveling on the sea. As long as the ship is above the water, the ship will be able to sail smoothly. But the moment the water gets into the ship, then it is going to cause the ship to sink. Likewise, the moment the dunya or the love of the world enters or penetrates into the deep recesses of our hearts, and we become so taken away and so carried away and so absorbed in our acquiring the material things of this world, that we have no time whatsoever to make the dhikr of Allah, to make tilawat of the Quran, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to read our namaz, to give our zakat, to go for hajj, to keep roza in the month of Ramadan, and the various other ibadats. My respected brothers and elders, therefore I am mentioning again, with a lot of concern and fikr, that we have to decide. Nobody else is going to decide for us. Each one sitting here, as we heard from the mashayikh previously also, that every one of you sitting here has got the capability of becoming a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing is impossible. All that is required from us is to take that one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the hadith is Allah comes running towards us. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for us. So what is required? وَأَنِيبُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ إِنَابَتْ إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ. Making rujoo now, my respected brothers and elders, we have heard this message previously also. But let it be a message that is going to change our lives today. The lives of our families today, the lives of our children today, the minor signs of Qiyamah, if not all, most of them have all become apparent, are glaring in front of us. Exactly when Qiyamah is going to occur, Allah knows best. But we have to prepare. Whatever Rasulullah SAW has prophesied, everything has now become evident. Yes, my brothers, there is going to be a time, and it may be very close, when every one of us will have to sacrifice our life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will all have to go out in jihad for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we have to make some preparations for this. Read about Sahaba Ikram. Read the life of Sahaba Ikram. Inculcate in us the jazba, the fikr Sahaba Ikram had. My respected brothers and elders, a Sahabi, how he looked at dunya. Now remember, this was the taqwa of a Sahabi. No ulama, no person stops us from acquiring some dunya to earn a livelihood, a halal livelihood is farz. But just look at a Sahabi, how he termed dunya, or how he saw dunya is. Hazrat Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala an, he was appointed by Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an, in a place called Hims in Syria, in Sham. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, it was his duty, and he used to go out into the various places where he had deputed his governors to to check on them. So he goes to Hims. He finds out from authentic sources that this particular Sahabi by the name of Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala, he is living in a very, very poor condition. He's got no money whatsoever. He is extremely poor, but he is discharging his duties very well. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, after checking out the information, he sends a bag of coins for him with a letter. When this letter reaches Sa'id bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala, he begins to cry. His wife is sitting next to him. She asks him, what has happened? Some bad news? He says, yes. So she asks, has Amir al-Mu'mineen passed away? He says, worse than that. So she asks, is there any sign of Qiyamah that has taken place? He says, worse than that. She says, any disaster, any calamity that has struck the Muslims? He says, worse than that. So she asks him, what is it? He says, Atatni ad-dunya. Dunya has come to me today. These few coins, he regarded that to be dunya. He says, Al-fitnatu ja'at ilayya. Fitna has come to me. My respected brothers and elders, this Sahabi, his taqwa was of that caliber, his iman was of that caliber, that just these few coins, he felt that it is going to take him away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, he regarded this as being dunya and regarded it as being as fitna. You and I can think of our dunyas, how much of bank balances we have, and we get a better understanding of dunya and fitna. The daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is extremely hungry. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is suffering from poverty. Khasasa is a word used in the hadith. Sayyidina Ali tells her, oh Fatima, please go and knock on your father's door and ask him for some food. She goes, it is late part of the night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made out it was the knocking of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Innahu ladaqu Fatima. And he asked her, what has brought you now at this point, this time? She says, oh my beloved father, we are extremely hungry. And in fact, she says that the food of the angels is tasbih and tahleel. Fama ta'amuna. The angels make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is their food. What is our food? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered and replied, he takes a qasam in Allah, that for 30 consecutive days, I have no food in my own home. And then he says, today some meat has come. Somebody had given Nabi Kareem a big piece of meat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, oh Fatima, if you wish, I will give you 5 portions of this meat, or I will teach you 5 words which Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has taught me now. My brothers, you may have heard this before, but let us ponder and reflect. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was the daughter of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her tarbiyat was made. Immediately she chose for what Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taught by Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem said, Quli, say, Allahumma ya awwal al-awwaleen, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arham al-rahimin. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She goes back, she's so happy. When she enters the home, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala asks, oh Fatima, ma warak, what have you brought? She says, ذَهَبْتُ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. I left you لِلْدُّنْيَا, for the sake of dunya. وَرَجَعْتُ بِالْآخِرَةِ. I brought you back akhirah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was not like you and I. We would have made a big noise. He was extremely happy and he said, this is your best day, O Fatima. This is your best day. My respected brothers and elders, even if we do not reach that level, the point is that there has to be some line and some barrier which we should now have place our limits on, and we should not exceed. We should know what our limitations are, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designs from us. My respected brothers and elders, let us cleanse our hearts from all the spiritual maladies we are suffering, from pride, from jealousy, from malice, from enmity, from hatred, and fill our hearts with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one riwayat it has been mentioned, in one kitab, Ad-Da'u wa Dawa, Allama Ibn Qayyim Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, that a mu'min, when his heart is filled with noor, the noor in his heart has such an effect on the shayateen, that if a shaitan comes close to him, he drops down on the floor. He's affected by the noor of a mu'min, to such an extent, that the other shayateen throng around him, and they ask him, what has happened? Asabahu insi. Probably an insan got him. As we see somebody is affected by jinnat, jinnat got him. The jinnat say that insan has got him. This is on account of the nur a person possesses. My respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith Qudsi says, Ibn Adam, khalaqtukum li'ibadati, fala tal'ab. I have created you, O man, for my ibadat, for worshipping me, for obeying me, do not play around. وَتَكَفَّلْتُ بِرِزْقِكَ فَلَا تَتْعَبْ. I have taken it upon me to feed you, to provide rozi for you. Whilst you are going out and acquiring your rozi, do not exert yourself, do not exhaust yourself to such a level that you have no time for my deen. Ibn Adam, أُطْلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي. Search for me, you will find me. وَإِنْ وَجَدْتَنِي وَجَدْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. If you find me, you have found everything. وَإِنْ فِتُّكَ فَاتَكَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. If you lost me, you have lost everything. In one hadith, Qudsi, and we'll finish in a minute's time, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nabi Kareem salam says, that Allah ta'ala says, Ibn Adam, O Abdi, O my beloved servant, كُلٌّ يُرِيدُكَ لِنَفْسِهِ. Every person is desiring you for himself. And every person has got some ulterior motive, some object, why he wants to become your friend. Probably to empty your pockets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servant, وَأَنَا أُرِيدُكَ لِنَفْسِلِي. And I also wish you, I also desire for you, for myself. Allah is saying, I want to become your friend. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a person's friend, when Allah begins to love a person, according to the hadith in Mishkat, then Allah addresses Jibreel salatu wasalam, O Jibreel, announce to the angels in the sky that Allah loves a certain person. You must also love him. Jibreel salatu wasalam announces this to the angels in the sky. Ya Ahl al-Sama, Allah loves that certain person, you also love him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabiya Kareem says, ثُمَّ يُوضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah gives such a person qabooliyat in the earth. Allah gives him honor, dignity and respect. Everybody begins to love him, every person benefits from him, every person begins to like him. So my beloved brothers and elders, in short, the gist of whatever we have discussed today is, that let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent over gunas and now make that firm determination. Don't even leave it for outside the masjid. Right now while we are sitting here, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala those cries or those tears, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on those type of tears, Allah change the condition of various people. That once Fuzail bin Ayaz was a highway robber and afterwards he became a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not look at the next person. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent over your sins, and now make that firm determination that now we are going to become the walis of Allah, and we are not going to follow the footsteps of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the iman of the entire Muslim ummah, and protect the lives of the mujahideen especially, and the people in Chechnya and various other places. May Allah destroy and annihilate the enemy forces, the forces of batil. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tear them into pieces. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our hearts, unite our hearts, and give each one of us the jazbah and shauk of jihad. And may Allah ta'ala make us all experience the death of shahadat and becoming a shaheed in his path with ikhlas. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.